Hello and welcome to Spiritual Shit, your guide to the down and dirty of modern spirituality, with your host, me, Aaliyah Lovely. This podcast is a place for people wanting to discover more about spirituality, where we can get weird about ghosts, mediumship, psychics, aliens, religion, new age stuff, awakening, ascension, starseeds, channeling, philosophy, and even dating. Some of the shows will be just me rambling about my mystical experiences and new discoveries, and other shows will have guests to open up new perspectives and views. I hope you'll join me on this journey as we discuss and open up about what spirituality in today's world really looks like. Awesome. Okay, we are here with our second guest on the podcast, Anthony Carlson, who is a health and wellness junkie, meditator, yogi, content creator, and aspiring life coach that combines mindfulness practices with life coaching to help others become more aligned within themselves. Welcome, Anthony, to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting. This is real exciting right now.
We're super excited. So me and Anthony know each other from Woodside.
Yeah.
We work out at the same gym. Well, he works at the gym. I work out there sometimes.
It's like, works out there, maybe.
Maybe. I'm there enough when I'm not traveling, so.
Yeah, she's there enough for us to, like, align, meet. like, in the grand scheme of things, yeah.
We cross paths.
We cross paths, and for yes. a reason, and if we hadn't, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
on this amazing podcast.
Thank you. He has to say that. So I was on Instagram and I was following someone that we both know, and he came up and I was like, wait a minute, I know this guy. And I clicked on his Instagram and saw that he's into a lot of the other stuff that I'm into, this spiritual shit, where I was like, oh my gosh, we speak the same language. We should totally get coffee. So we got to sitting down and talking about some things. And Anthony really likes to focus on alignment. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what is, well, first of all, before we get into alignment, talk to us about your story. Like, how did you get to be the person that mind coaches or health coaches people towards better alignment? Like, what happened in your life that got you there?
Yeah. So my spiritual journey, I would say, like, started 3 or 4 years ago when I was living out in Los Angeles. That there is just a completely, totally different me than I am now. I was, I guess you say, lost in the sauce, lost in the sauce down there, just kind of just roaming through life, really not knowing a path and just kind of being lost in the party scene, alcohol, drugs, just wanting to live that, like, live fast, die young lifestyle, like that you would.
The men are trash. That's what you said to me last time we talked.
No.
I don't believe men are trash. Let's just be clear.
No,
about that,
but no, like, no, like, no, we're not trash. Like, we go, like, we decide, well, anyone can decide they want to be trash or not, you know? Yeah. And during that, and that time, I was deciding to be trash, aka just my life choices, like how I treated people, particularly women, and how, like, I was dating. Long story short, combining that with, like, the drugs and alcohol life, it kind of, like, all just imploded on me. And I remember being in LA and just, I felt like I was at this crossroads in life, and something was, like, leading me more towards, like, spiritual practices. Like, I would see, like, the Bhagavad Gita, and those people, like, the Hare Krishnas.
Yeah.
And, like, something attracted me to them. I'm like, what is that? And coming from, like, a Christian background, it's not like I've always been pretty open-minded, but that was also something that I wasn't really used to or really know. Mm-hmm. And I was at a point where, like, I was questioning the Christian background and that path. And now this is being presented to me. So I'm like, okay, I'll check this out. And kind of diving in a little here and there, kind of interested me, then kind of didn't. And then I was kind of flip-flopped back and forth.
Yeah.
With going back to partying and then trying to find myself in a sense. And then I was at this point where at my apartment in LA, it was coming up at the end of its lease. And I was at this point where, okay, do I stay here or do I want to try to find something else? And so it was kind of crazy. One of my friends who I grew up with in California moved out here to Kansas City, and she I reached out to her, I'm like, hey, how is Casey? And she's like, it's actually pretty cool. Come out and check it out. And so one weekend I came to check it out, and something like clicked when I came. Like, there's like everyone who I talked to, like that's in Casey, said, like, we all come to agreement that there's something about the energy in Casey.
Hmm.
It feels like kind of just like this, I don't say I don't like the term magical, but it just felt magical coming here.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, like, they always, like in the spiritual community, you talk about like kind of not shifting into 5D, but kind of get these 5D experiences where everything feels just like aligned, mm-hmm. and feels like everything is how it should be. And like when
we have to back up because a lot of our listeners might not know what 5D is. So explain that.
Okay. Okay. So how do we explain? So 5D. Oh, man. it makes sense in my head. So, but like, how would you explain 5D?
5D. So according to the studies that I've had in the Law of One, we are living in a third density,
mm-hmm.
I guess, material plane.
Yeah.
And that's where our chemical body resides.
Yeah.
Fourth density would be then where our light body resides. And then fifth density would be essentially our, I guess it would be the awakened version of that light body, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm probably getting it wrong, but whatever. It's close enough.
Yeah.
So when he says 5D, we're talking about, you know, where things aren't super dense and mm-hmm. heavy and shit just clicks.
Yeah,
like synchronicity just like
synchronicity is like up the ass. Like things, yeah. like work out as it should. Like you think of something and it manifests like right away. So I had glimpses of that, and I've never experienced that anywhere in my life.
Yeah.
And so like something in my soul just told me like, you need to move out here. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I ended up making it happen. I just told everyone back home, hey, I'm moving out to Kansas City. I have no plan, but I'm going to make it work. I like a few weeks later, I hopped on a plane and moved out here. I didn't even have a plan or anywhere to stay. Right when I landed, someone who I put an application on Craigslist out of all places replied back to me like, hey, like we got this room open if you want to check it out. And that was like right after I landed off the plane. And so I'm like, whoa, like that's crazy. Yeah. So I went to go check out the room and I got a place like right when I landed. Like no plan.
Synchronicity.
Like just synchronistic as fuck. As fuck. Yeah. So like since moving here, like that old lifestyle that I was living, it was kind of like peeling away in a sense. And I was starting to get more interested in like more holistic practices, like meditation. Meditation, like yoga, even changing up my diet. I was realizing like the diet that I was eating was very dense, like very high meat, high protein.
Mm-hmm.
And something told me along the way to switch to a plant-based diet.
When was that?
That happened like probably like a month or two after I moved here.
What year was that?
2017.
Shit. So that's actually the same, the same year, 2017, that I decided to stop eating meat and dairy also. It was like my body was just like, nope, you can't eat it anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. How dense meat makes your energy body.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to vibrate higher, like your energetic body, like higher, you start intuitively start doing things that will resonate with that frequency and cut out everything that's not. And so eating like meat and dairy, naturally goes with that. Like has to be kind of weaned out. Like if, like different strokes for different folks. Like people like everyone's body. Every body is
different.
And needs certain things. But
there's something to that though, because when we talk about ascension process, the ascension process mm-hmm. is that of us trying to elevate our frequency or vibration in order to achieve higher states of being.
Yeah.
And so if I just kind of want to explain that for some people who might not know what we're talking about, but like frequency and a quantum level, for instance, emotions have frequency. Mm-hmm. So joy being one of the highest ones, gratitude, I think is the highest, and joy is like second. But then your emotions of like depression, things like that have a lower vibration.
Yep.
So just as those emotions have measurable vibrational frequencies to them, as well as your emotional body does, so does your physical body.
Yeah.
And so wanting to, come to that essentially fifth density understanding and have a life that, seems magical, where things just show up the where they should be, or when, where what you want them to be, or things happen at a very, very accelerated rate, you have to get your material plane body on board.
Yeah, that's always going to be the material plane is always going to be like the last one to like kind of catch up.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Where were we at? Okay. So no, you're good. So, but yeah, so everything like in 2017, like started just shifting. Like I went to that plant-based diet. I lost like a lot of weight, and I wasn't even weighing that much before. I was weighing like what, 155, 160. And then after changing to that plant-based diet, like I dropped to like 135. That's where I've been staying at now. And it's crazy. Like even at that weight, I'm still as strong as I was before, like just weightlifting and like incorporating yoga as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I was going
the process of your awakening.
Yeah, just the process of my awakening. So yeah, then just later on, like even last year, I got attracted into, I want to say a karmic twin flame relationship.
Okay.
You know, at the end.
So twin flames, for those of you listening who don't know, is a very popular belief. I don't know how I feel about it or if I align with it. We'll probably do a show on twin flames alone. But essentially, it's the idea that your soul has split into two and come down, and then you are catalysts for each other's growth, essentially, and then you come back together. But there is a thing rolling around that also says that you have karmic twin flames, which essentially are trick twin flames, which I don't – I don't really align with that.
I mean, like, I
think
like,
that they're karmics for sure, but I don't think that they're like double soul bodies that are meant to trick you to.
I mean, like, I feel like the one that I align with at the moment, like, really reflected back a lot of the karma that I've built up over like this lifetime and other lifetimes. And so that was kind of mirroring back to me. And it also was a catalyst for me to get more deepening in my awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of forced me to. Like last year, like this was all happening last year in 2018. I think 2018 was really a year that was a catalyst for me to really see my shadow side, my shadow self, and seeing like, well, like this is like all this, this is like all this shit that you need to work on and you need to face. And then 2019, and this year was kind of the year where I'm working through that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in this moment where doing that and also being in hermit mode. I know if you were in hermit mode for like the past 2 years, and now we're both at this moment where we're figuring out and aligning with our gifts that we can help others on their awakening.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So now
she has like all these, so she's so like, she knows me, and like I have a lot of throat chakra blockages. And so like, I have like all these blue stones here that help me with that. So she's like, I mean, she's like, get it out.
I literally am the crystal queen. So I was like, okay, what do you need? I got 50 for you to choose from.
Yeah.
So, okay. The whole point for me for this show is to essentially, like, I mean, there are a lot of shows out there that are there for us that we listen to that are allowing us for our own awakening. Those of us who have been in this process for a while and understanding the terminology and the language or whatever, I do think that for my audience, there might be people here that don't quite understand what it is that we're getting into. So I have to explain some of the terms and things like that because I was once that person. However, I wanted to bring you on because I wanted to see very in particularly, what is it that you would have to teach those of us who are in the space of like, maybe they're just starting to open their minds to this. You're just starting to feel, I have some friends who've come to me who are like, oh my gosh, I just feel like a dam broke open. What is this? They just stepped out of the matrix, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so because Anthony is very talented about speaking about alignment, that's what we're going to get into. And I would love to get your first definition for our listeners of what the fuck is alignment mean. It's a very trendy word.
It is a trendy word, but for me, alignment is peeling back all that is not you, or that's not with your highest self and your highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that's so resonating with me at this time is because that's the process I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a ego kill.
I guess it's
kind of an ego kill because
it's absolutely
an ego kill because like everything that you think that you were or that your ego thought you were, it's like that's not you, like, deep down. That's just, like, all the mass that you've been accumulating up, like, in this lifetime. And now you're at this point where you're peeling away all of it. And it's easier said, like, oh, yeah, like, that, I can do that. Like, no, that shit's painful.
It's really painful.
It's really painful. And
now, why is it painful?
It's painful because everything that you, like, you're attached, like, you were and were attached to, it, that's like your safety in a sense, and everything that your safety and you're comfortable with is going to keep you inside this little comfort zone. And now when you're peeling that away, you're like in this zone of like just not of unknowing and just being like in this zone of like, what do they call it? I guess
it's like being thrown off a boat.
Yeah. It's like being thrown off a boat, like time and time again, like right when like you have like, so how it happens to me is like, I kind of go through like these peeling away the layers, and then I'm like, oh, like I kind of have a sense of like who I am now. Yeah. And then
the
rug is swept up under you and you're like, nope, you got more shit to
learn.
You got to
learn how to swim in these waters now.
Yeah. And so, but like for me, if I can like teach anyone like who's starting out on their journey, is obviously like just have an open mind for what's out there, because like, and not, I don't want to say not like get so like wrapped up in like one section of something. Cause that's what I did. And that's like kind of led me, like you come across like certain information, like, oh, like this is like definite truth. And like, you're kind of like shooing away anything else that could be true, that could be beneficial as well. But at the same time, like you can't really be, you gotta have boundaries as well. It's kind of like, it's a catch 22.
Yeah. Well, cause it's kind of a time of,
There's a lot
of misinformation, but there's a lot of, I mean, we could be misinformation right now for all people know, but
yeah,
there's all
truths are half truths.
All truths are half truths. You take nothing as Bible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you keep yourself open. And even I'm in that process too, as well as like having this awakening, if you will, and trying to find alignment for me.
Yeah.
And alignment for me is going to be different than alignment for you.
Yeah.
So when all the things that I'm discovering or discussing or what feels like my truth might not be your truth at all.
Yeah.
And being in a space of being open to someone else's truth to be able to provide understanding for them, but also to keep alignment for yourself. Because if you find that you're in a defensive position about the information that you're learning,
I think that's where like your ego comes in.
Yeah.
Everything it's like, trying to keep you separate.
Yeah. 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 Cause there's no separation, right? We're all one. That's my truth anyway. And that's what I'm learning about. It's given me some deep compassion for other people. But in that understanding that alignment is a personal journey.
It is a personal journey. Like you said, like someone's alignment and truth is not always going to be the same for you.
Yeah.
Like everyone's DNA and like fingerprints are always going to be unique.
Yes.
So I think for me, alignment is giving yourself the permission to figure out what is best for you, not what has been fed to you as truth, like growing up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like everyone, like I feel like that's part of everyone's journey, is like you grow up and everyone's telling you what you are, like what to believe. And then now you're at this point where that's like kind of, that's all like caving in a sense. And now you're figuring out what aligns with you. And that's not going to be easy for everyone. Cause like some people are caught up in like family situations or just situations in their own life where everything that they've been taught is now conflicting with
what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. What their soul's calling them to do.
Yeah.
And like what to align with.
Yeah. So it's funny because we're talking about awakening and alignment, because they are kind of hand in hand.
They are hand in hand.
And the process of awakening is you being like, okay, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't think I like that anymore. You know, like that's the beginning of the awakening process. Mm-hmm. But as you start to realize what it is you're peeling back, the finding who you are process is that alignment, like figuring out who you want to be or who your soul is called to be, essentially. Mm-hmm. So give us some examples, like what's something that you're going through right now, perhaps familial or with job or with friends.
You say familial, like with family?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, familial.
Familial.
Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I just learned a new word today. Familial. That now I think about it, that makes sense. I never heard that word. What's going on with me right now is, there's a saying that says, if you think you're awake, something goes along the line, I'm paraphrasing it, but goes along the lines, like, if you think you're awake, go spend a week with your family. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm kind of at right now, because I just got back from a trip from California to see my family for almost a week. I went for a wedding, but really being thrown back into that kind of environment that I grew up in, and being around these people who aren't, I don't want to separate myself and say that they're not on the path, but because mm-hmm. everyone is on their own journey where they're supposed to be, but just being kind of thrown back into like where people aren't on the same wavelength as you, and you have to have that patience and compassion for them if you're feeling that they're doing stuff that's not for their highest good.
I'm really pissing you off.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God, like I'm really trying to be Zen, and like, you, like, I can't get in the way of like your karma and how like you view things. And it's hard to have that patience but also setting that boundary for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at right now, is like loving my family. Obviously I'm always going to love my family, but accepting them for who they are and on their path.
I think that this brings up an interesting point though, because for a lot of us who perhaps are going through some type of awakening, mm-hmm. the first thing, at least in my experience, the first thing that really came in the way, I would say, was what are they going to think?
Yeah. Like it's crazy. Cause like, I don't want to say I put up like a mask when I go back, but it's like, I'm trying to figure out this like way of like how to like being still aligned with myself and like my spiritual practices and everything, but not, I don't say too overboard to the point where like they judge, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's a hard like thing to tread, hard thing to tread. I'm trying to realize, because like they still uphold their own beliefs, mm-hmm. and everything that I'm aligned with now, I know it's going to conflict.
Yeah.
But
so it's almost as if you have to boundary the person that you're being in front of them in mm-hmm. order not to conflict with their belief systems.
Yeah.
So you can't really fully be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a problem.
It is.
Yeah. So what do we do about that?
It was crazy. It's like, I was actually kind of like, I was testing the waters, 'cause this is the first time like I've been back to test those waters. And I was actually kind of trying to plant seeds, and like I was giving them some like meditation practices that they can start doing that I think that can help them with some of the stuff that they're going through. And even like my mom like started having like this anxiety attack, like, for long story short, I don't want to get too personal about it, but reconnecting with my other family, and that's mm-hmm. been a long time for her because like some family drama, but she was having an anxiety attack, a panic attack, and I like incorporated like a crystal and some breathing techniques that can help her like calm down and get aligned with herself, and she like ended up being more open about it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a great first step. It's like doing something that's practical. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's practical, and that could be
integration.
Yeah, something that could be practical for someone who's not really on quote unquote the path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which sounds haughty. Like I'm on the path.
I'm bougie.
It's like this, like, you know, the spiritual community, I do talk about that there's like this, you know, like uptone, you know, turned nose of like, oh, I'm more enlightened than you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, if you, that statement right there just shows that you're not.
Yeah. Look,
ego there.
No, I went through that. Like when I first, like end of 2017 and beginning of last year, like that's how I presented
looked
myself.
At everybody.
That's like, it sucks. Cause like, I don't know if you can resonate with that as well, but like, I'll be fully.
I'm from Sixth Density. I'm a wanderer from the Pleiades.
It's like,
yeah. You know, I'm not human like you.
I'm not human. Like, you know, it's crazy too, because like there are people that are like that, like on Instagram and everything that you see, and it's like, it's hard to like discern of like, okay, are they really like, is that like an ego thing, or is that like them like being fully authentic themselves? Yeah. And like when you view it, you have to question yourself, like, is my judgment towards them something like that's presenting insecurity towards myself?
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to your family thing, because I think that something that I still struggle with is being able to fully be myself. Mm-hmm. And something that in my awakening process, or me going through trying to align with what was best for me, is I would have it. Thankfully, in the time that I was having my awakening, I moved to New York, mm-hmm. in the place where nobody gives a fuck about anything that different that you do. In fact, they encourage you to be different or weird.
Yeah.
So I was able to do that. So I had a different experience coming back to Kansas City, because I was coming back into those old friend groups, family, blah, blah, blah.
Familial groups.
I was having trouble being able to acclimate. And that, you know, that might have just only been my own perspective. That had been my own fear of my own projections of who those people might think that I am. And so as I started to release or wrap myself around that, mm-hmm. and started to just become more of who I am, I noticed that I was like, oh, you know what? That was mostly me. Like, that was mostly me being fearful that people were going to treat me a certain way.
Yeah. Like you realize like that's all like all in your head.
It's all in my head. Like, so it wasn't aligning with who I was, because I didn't want to play two people. However, when I really started to embrace who I was, especially in front of my family, mm-hmm. They're like, so my sister Krista, super accepting. So that was great, but I still haven't met that type of acceptance from the rest of my family. Mm-hmm. And so moving into that, I mean, I was very scared and there was a lot of anxiety around it. And at some point I had to go, you know what? This is who I am. Mm-hmm. This is exactly who I am. You don't need to agree with me. You don't need to even understand me. Yeah. I just need you to see me for who I am and not judge me.
Yeah.
And even then, even with the judgments, I need to be able to be inside of myself and say, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, but I don't care that you're going to judge me. I don't mm-hmm. judge you. What works for you is perfect and wonderful and lovely. Mm-hmm. But this is who I am. And so for myself, for my own awakening, that was a part of my alignment path. I had to get on board with like, all right, listen, you're going to be living this very unconventional life that a lot of people are not going to understand. And you need to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to be okay with that. And so that was my integration of being like, all right, throw caution to the wind.
That's here where I'm at right now.
Aaliyah is.
Aaliyah just like reflected back to me like where I'm at in my journey.
Yeah.
The universe is using her to like give me my own answers. Because like when
I'm sixth density Palladium. So guys,
like, sixth density Palladium. I like to say, I want to say familiar in that voice.
Sorry guys, we lost you there.
No, it's okay. That's okay. They're probably enjoying it.
Yeah.
But so that's that, like, that's kind of like where I'm at, like what you just said. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy. Like, I feel like they are accepting me no matter what. But when I was saying like them being like lost in their own thing, is like their own, like just how like separated and fear, not separated and fearful, but like judgment they are like towards others, and like how like fear based, like how their mindset's very fear based, mm-hmm. instead of
abundance. Divisive.
Yeah. And so like, it's hard to just be like, your thoughts are attracting like your reality. It's manifesting itself as that. It's like,
don't spend time in that low energy.
Yeah. And it's like, I can't like, it's not like I can't explain it to them. Like, I can, but like, I know like if I do explain it, like how I explain it to you, mm-hmm. it's going to go in one ear or the other.
Yeah.
Cause they're not on that. They're not aligned with.
You're not on the same wave.
Yeah.
And I mean, isn't that what alignment is then?
Yeah. Cause like if
being on the wavelength,
it's crazy because on the other podcast I was on earlier, we were talking about this, how when I was in LA and I was like listening to certain, like trying to submerge myself in like these spiritual practices and kind of listen, I would listen. I forgot who it was, but I would listen to something and it went in one ear at the other. Mm-hmm. I didn't, my logical mind didn't comprehend like what was going on, but something within me was mm-hmm. like something to that. I don't know what it is. But then just like recently,
my soul recognized it.
So I'm like, this doesn't make sense, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back to that.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, and like fast forward to like, I think a couple months ago, I went back over, I think it was a book. I was reading a book
mm-hmm.
on something about integration.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to it. I'm like, whoa, I read this a couple of years ago. I didn't understand it, but now I've gone through like this process. This makes total sense. Because like now I'm like vibrating at that level.
Yeah. To be able to understand it. And that's kind of like essentially what happens in alignment is when that information starts to come to you and all those synchronicities start to happen where it's like this thing that I was doing suddenly makes sense. Like this thing that I heard about or this friend who came through or this path that crossed or all of a sudden it starts to come together. And that's how alignment begins.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. That's the meme.
That always pops up.
It's all coming together. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for our sponsor, but we'll be back with steps on how to foster better alignment. And we're back. So we were just discussing.
Talking about on the break.
We're having way too much fun with this. This is great. What are some actionable steps that we can take towards alignment or ways that you can figure out if you're experiencing an awakening and what does that look like for you to get in alignment? So I was talking to him about how when things start to look like they're falling apart, that they are actually falling together.
Oh yeah.
And so it's all coming together.
I'm taking every chance I can say until it gets annoying.
Well, I've dubbed it with some of my energy clients as a clean sweep. And so when they have a year where it's like, oh my God, I got divorced. I lost my apartment. My best friend and I aren't friends anymore. And this happened. And it just seems like it's too much. You're probably going through an alignment.
Yeah.
Where your soul is like, all right, time to get it ready, time to get it clean, time to get our attention. And that's kind of what happened to me in 2017. Same. Like, got divorced, lost my apartment, like all the things that I just listed basically. Where all that stuff kind of happened. And I had a clean sweep where it was like, all right, I cannot live. Well, first of all, I feel like I was forced out of it. Like any mask that I was wearing, it was just like gone at that point. But I was forced to have a new look at my life and say, all right, this old paradigm, this old template is not working for anymore. I need something different now because I am everything that I had to go through and everything that fucking sucked about my life at the time. It started to mirror back to me what I needed to change about myself, toxic patterns, toxic relationships, things that didn't serve me, things that would not allow me to be able to align with my gift set, to be able to hopefully change the world in that sense. Like I had that already in my base of my being. I wanted to be able to help people, but I was not in a space where I could yet. And so shit just started falling apart. And I was like, this is like some tornado just kind of came through and swept away my life completely. And it was probably the toughest year I've ever had, a year and a half about, where shit was just bad. I think it was really, really bad. So I went into hermit mode, like you talked about. And I was like, I'm not talking to anybody or whatever. But like there were certain things that were no longer serving the vibration I was headed towards. And as they started to drop out of my life, I started to get lighter. So the things that were heavier, of low vibration, that were not serving me, that were keeping me in codependent relationships or toxicity or self-comparison or, you know, just like stupid shit that wasn't for my ascension, if you will. And we can talk about that later. Ascension is another whole other like, box.
I am ascending.
Going to another level. I'm rapturing out of here. Goodbye, all. So things that weren't in alignment anymore for where I was headed. So that was kind of like that was my first point about when you start to have this awakening, how you start to feel like nothing fits anymore. And it's time to take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
I'm going to make little snippets of your voice and like make them buttons and like, boom, you know,
take out the trash.
Anyway. So what do you have, you know, as far as that?
No, because that was beautifully put, like everything you just said, because
merci à vous.
Does that mean thank you?
Yes.
Okay. In French. It's beautifully put because I went through almost a similar thing in 2017 when I moved out here. Like it's crazy when I moved out here, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a beautiful like new life. Everything's going to be perfect like it was when I came here the first weekend. And no.
Shit.
And no, bro, that's what the universe told me. So like everything, like she said, that wasn't no longer aligning with the vibration that I was heading towards was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like the roommates that I had when I first moved here, like it seemed fine at first. We ended up just like not clashing anymore. It became like a very toxic environment.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and two other girls, and we were just all on just all different wavelengths. And it seemed like at that time, I don't want to play the victim. Like everything plays out in your benefit in the end. But at that time, it seemed like everything was kind of going, like everyone was against me type deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, this is weird, like, cause I was working two jobs at the time. I'm still on one of them right now. I was lived 3 miles from it. I didn't have a car. I was walking to and from 3 miles each way, like 3:30 in the morning and back. Ooh. And doing all that and still having like no money at the same time. It was like, is teaching me the ways how I thought I should be working at that time was falling apart. That was mm-hmm. like a paradigm that was falling apart. The habits that I was doing, like drinking, like a lot of drinking and going out, that was kind of slowly getting withered away. It wasn't, it didn't like cave on me, but I was slowly like losing interest
mm-hmm.
and as it should. Like for those who are listening right now, alcohol is like a kind of a touchy subject, I mm-hmm. guess, in a spiritual community, because alcohol lowers your vibration in a sense. It's a depressant,
mm-hmm.
depresses your energy. I started realizing like alcohol was no longer part of my path.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would drink, my body would be like, the hangover would be like 5 times worse. Yeah. I wouldn't even drink that much. And it was around that time, my third eye, like I felt my third eye open. And when your third eye opens, like you can feel, like you can start feeling that what doesn't resonate in your body.
Tell the audience what the third eye is.
Third eye is your pineal gland that's in the middle of your forehead. It's kind of like this psychic, I would say like it's like a psychic center that kind of helps you see what your visible eyes can't see,
mm-hmm.
in a sense that you can,
it's essentially
like an antenna to the spirit realm, in a sense. It's an antenna to the spirit realm, spirit realm, and it helps you see things that you, like I said, your visible eyes can't see. Like you can,
your etheric body is like a connection to the pineal gland, I would imagine, like, or to source.
Yeah, and like you can, it helps you activate your other senses that you have, because we have other senses beyond the 5 physical senses.
Yeah.
We're clairsentient, clairaudient, clairvoyant.
I don't know what the one is, like clair. There's one for tasting, clairtasting, and I'm like, I don't know how that's.
Does that align? I'm not sure. Like, it aligns with some people.
It aligns with some people. They're like, oh, this pizza is from my grandmother's.
Yeah. It's
sorry.
No, it's good. Like, but like,
anyway, so yes, your third eye was opening.
Yeah, third eye was opening. And like, I was starting, like, when that happened, I was starting to see what else wasn't in alignment as well. Just like these toxic patterns, and everything just seemed like it was like falling apart in my life. Like, I was starting to like becoming very distant with old friends back home. And I was realizing that they were a reflection of me that's no longer serving my highest purpose.
Mm.
And so it was
family. And it takes courage to let go of those relationships.
Like, I want to say I let go of them, but I kind of detached,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Like I held a space for them, but I was like I'm very distant. I have to keep my boundaries, have to uphold my own vibration and let them do whatever that they want. But I was slowly having to just distance myself from those old relationships.
And let's dig into that a little bit, because I think that our communities, our soul communities, if you will, are very important. About when people say that the 5 people that you spend the most time with are the people that you're most like.
Yeah, of course.
And being very attentive to that. And when you're going through an awakening or an aligning of energies, you start to recognize these people don't really vibe with me anymore, or you don't vibe with them anymore. And then you start attracting in people who come into your life that you're like, oh my God, you speak the same language. Oh, it's like a release almost.
Yeah, so even like, it takes time for that.
But I started coming across that more and more, where people were coming into my life like you had, and mm-hmm. just like haphazardly being like, oh wow, I can be my full seeing self with these people.
Yeah.
And that does a shit ton to your vibration.
It does. And it also, it's crazy. Like, even if like they're strangers, quote unquote strangers, like you meet them for the first time or you're just like getting to know them, like, you know that you've known them forever.
Yeah.
Like, not just in this life, but in past lives. If that resonates with you, like, past lives resonate heavily with me.
I mean, that's my core philosophy. So
yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's like you've known this person like all your lives.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of having a reunion in this life. And that's how I felt when.
Have you had the whoosh before?
The what?
The whoosh.
What's the whoosh?
When you meet somebody and you're like, whoosh, oh my God. Like, you have that, like, something come over you, like, oh shit, I do know you for sure. That soul, like, recognition.
Yeah. I've been having it more lately because I've been on this. Because I think I've set that intention to align with my soul community. Mm-hmm. I'm trying my hardest to not say soul tribe.
You said soul tribe earlier, and I was like, let's try not to use that overused phrase.
Yes. But yeah, like, I'm in line with my soul community. And it's so crazy how it's all women. And like, it makes me feel outnumbered. I'm like, fuck. Where are the men doing the work?
Where are the men at?
Where are the men doing the work?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's your episode, so let's do it.
Because I was mentioning to Anthony maybe a few weeks ago, we were sitting down talking and we're thinking about masculine versus feminine energetic energy, mm-hmm. not gender, and like how we put such a precipice, if you will, of importance on masculine energetic and what that looks like. But unfortunately, it's been perverted. And so
perverted and wounded.
And wounded, incredibly wounded. So the way that men are taught to behave aren't in alignment with their highest good for them to be able to express themselves and grow and not have these kind of toxic patterns that they have to adhere to in order to fit in their groups. And so women are vastly outnumbering men in the soul progression sense because of our ability to be able to tap into our feminine energetic, which is in our intuition, where intuition sits.
Intuition is more feminine energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feminine energetic. So men can have intuition, but it's the reason why people say female intuition instead of male intuition, because men can have it too, but it's in the feminine energetic portion side of this is where intuition comes from. So, so being outnumbered, how does that, like, when you're coming into alignment and you're starting this path to see and I don't want to say so few men, because I know that you guys are out there, but seeing the vast disproportion in ratio, like, mm-hmm. what do you think about that?
It's a whole crazy topic, because I feel like there's so many different ways you can view it. How I view it is it's simultaneously, like, we had this conversation, like, when we first actually started talking at Woodside, she, like, looked at me and she's like, you're very balanced, like, in your masculine and feminine energies. And I'm just like, I am.
Yeah.
And like, that's something like I've always known, but I didn't know like what to put in words. That's manifested me being able to being comfortable in a group of guys in a masculine setting, also being very comfortable in a feminine setting, being outnumbered by women and not feeling like
out of place,
the need to be out of place, but just not feeling the need to be out of place.
That I sense that, like, when I said that is that, like, when I said you're balanced male, is that around you, I did not feel that significance of needing to dominate or needing to, or that you were going to try and hit on me or, like, you know what I mean? Like, like there was no threat. Mm-hmm. And so there was this feeling of like instant comfort in that sense where I, like, because I am an energy reader, like, I feel like I can pick up on people's energy very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
But being able to sit in that and being like, oh, okay, I feel comfortable here in this balanced energy. It's not erratic or going to be chaotic or imbalanced, which is very important. And now, we're not harping on men here, because women can be very imbalanced also.
Oh, for sure.
And like
you said,
toxic femininity. It's a real thing.
Like you said, it's not gender.
It's energy.
It's energy. Yeah.
So the way that that's imbalanced, but the reason why I said that was because you are functioning in both sides very equally. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to tap into your intuition. You're able to get outside of your suppression. You're able to get into alignment easier, but you're also into your divine masculine, where you're able to assert those things and move forward.
Taking action, being very logical with that.
Yeah.
Being the doer. But like for me, it's crazy. Like being outnumbered, it's helping me tap into more of that feminine energy. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, it's also, Come on, crystals.
He's holding the crystals, trying to summon the word.
Yes. What's the word?
The catalyst?
It's not catalyst. It is it's encouraging me to be more my masculine, to balance that out.
Mm, yeah.
Balance that energy out. And yes, I don't know, how should we go?
Like, I think like, so as far as like alignment, like you being outnumbered there, my fear and a real human female response is that there's not enough men out there. There's not enough guys out there that see the world this way, or that are opening up, that are waking up, that are doing the work.
We're now coming to a space where we are.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of men groups who are tailoring to this process of us coming more into our more conscious, the term is conscious masculinity, because we all sense that there is something quote unquote wrong with the masculine energy out there right now, because there's a lot of lost guys out there, and that's due to being in a father's home. That could be a topic for another day, but that's like, that could be one. Just how,
even in a fathered home though, that had
toxic father home as well. But
sometimes that's worse.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like iron sharpens iron. And if you don't have that healthy masculine presence, like you're not going to follow that same path.
Right.
And you're going to try to,
so alignment looks very differently.
Yeah, like you're trying to compensate for it by being in these unhealthy, like overpowering masculine.
So how did you think for yourself, how were you able to find balance in that? Like, how are you able to get to that place of alignment for our listeners trying to figure out how do they do that for themselves?
So for me, what guided me to do, well, I didn't even know like what I was trying to do, like, but just what this guided me to do was kind of take practical steps in that alignment. Mm-hmm. And for one that I was attracted to first, what I was actually kind of scared to do at first, was meditating. Mm-hmm. And like just going into deep meditations and seeing like what's like, you see like within yourself, like what's not working and what is working. Mm-hmm. Like you get to sit down.
How do you see that when you're meditating?
I see like memories, or just, I see memories of my past that, where I see myself not in alignment, but just kind of in an unconscious state, mm-hmm. and doing things that are like, whoa, like that was me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, holy crap. Like then releasing that, mm-hmm. releasing those like from like not having any guilt over it anymore. Kind of just going through these deep meditations, and man, I'm like spacing
out. How does that come out to, like, how does that come up for you though? Like, so if you're in meditation and you're sitting and being quiet, because some people have trouble with meditating in the first place, so they have a hard time getting to that place, which I'm going to do an episode on meditation as well. But while you're sitting there and we're trying to attain enlightenment, so this is post-awakening and you being like, oh, this shit doesn't serve me anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I stepped out of the matrix. I took is it the red or the blue pill? Which one is the?
I think it's the red pill.
The red pill.
I'm like a matrix nerd. I'm like spacing out. I'm like, was it the red pill?
I don't remember. Yeah.
I think the red.
You know what pill it was. It's fine.
Yeah. You've all seen the matrix.
You've seen it. It's fine.
You're so, in the matrix.
if you've gotten outside of the matrix, if you will, of like everybody telling you this is how you're supposed to live. Mm-hmm. This is how you're supposed to do this thing. You're supposed to get up and work and pay taxes and die. And you step outside of that and you're like, oh, this does not serve me anymore. This is not what I came here for. I'm remembering who I am. I'm remembering my mission. I'm remembering that I'm supposed to help bring up the vibration of the earth. And what does that look like? Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting down in meditation, finally trying to see, okay, what's the path that I need to take to be this person now? Because now you're out in the ocean, right? Yeah. In meditation, while you're in meditation, how do you come up with the answer of where to go next?
What comes up for me is, man, just doing the meditation, seeing what's not alignment, then kind of having to do a lot of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you start to go out and do the things that weren't alignment with you, and kind of like realizing, I'm keep hitting this roadblock. Like, this is mm-hmm. not like on my path anymore. And then when you get to that point, I feel like you have to get to like the low point. Cause mm-hmm. that's in our human nature. You mm-hmm. hit the low point and where everything just goes to shit.
Learn it good.
I think it's like how you really learn those. Like, I feel like if you didn't go through all this, that rock bomb shit that you went through, you wouldn't be here right now. Doing all the cool shit that you're doing now, for the collective.
Let's talk about rock bottom shit. What does that look like? For me, my rock bottom shit was that I wrote a book about it afterwards, but I went out with 87 guys in 8 months.
Ooh.
And don't judge me.
I'm not judging. I was just like,
ooh, that's a lot. That's a full-time job. Yes, sir. Yeah. So it was a lot, but because I was suffering with debilitating, toxic, deep, threads of unworthiness, I had to discover the depth of how much I hated myself.
Yeah.
And that was what it was. It was me going out and looking for validation in other people, and wanting their approval of who I was, even if I didn't like them, and discovering how shitty it was, how much shit I would sign up for. You know, I kept signing up for it because I deserve to be treated like this. I deserve people to talk to me this way. Somewhere on a subconscious level, I would be outraged on the conscious self. Being like, can you believe he said that and this and that? But somewhere deep down, I kept signing up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I couldn't sign up for it anymore. Until my body was like, yo, this is not in alignment with us, Aaliyah. And I guess my body has that voice, but
Aaliyah.
So I had to hit the bottom where I was like, okay, this isn't me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so alignment sometimes, I know a lot of times people have this very etheric type of approach, and oh, I'm going to be in alignment and I'm going to meditate and I'm going to go get my yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. This is deep down the most toxic, the most bullshit you've ever done. Mm-hmm. That part of yourself that you hate so much that you're like, I am the scum of the earth. That part is that trial and error. It is, it is not no it's trial. It's literally just
error. Yeah.
And you finding and getting to the point where you're like, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah. For me, for me, my most toxic low point was how I was dishonest with with women that I was dating, and how I went about trying to date. I'm thinking about myself and I'm like, why did I think that was so cool? Doing what I'm about to tell you. So I grew up in a time where I'm talking I'm fucking 50. I'm 26. I'm 26. So post high school, era, I was in this little frame of where if you kind of stole someone else's girlfriend or something, that was the thing, how they talk about in rap and everything. Mm-hmm. I took your girl,
stole your girl.
Yeah, type thing like that. And just kind of going out to clubs all the time and really just like you said, I was being trash. I was being trash. And what hit rock bottom for me was when it all came back. It was all being reflected back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, the relationships where I was actually trying to take them serious, and that bullshit was getting reflected back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt a lot. And I'm like, why do I do deserve this? But at the same time, I'm like, oh wait, I did that.
Mm. Yeah.
And just going,
'cause karma isn't a bitch. It's a mirror.
It is a mirror. It's just everything's karma. It's cause and effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Balancing. And and just me not – and that was also a reflection of me not loving myself fully. And for me, rock bottom was seeing all that after the karmic – the quote-unquote karmic twin flame relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And me trying to put my all into that for it to kind of – end out of left field. It didn't end like on like really bad terms, but just it ended out of left field and it left me heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I think that was rock bottom for me. And that kind of, that was a catalyst for me to not to, to go on this path of celibacy. I've been celibate for what month are we in?
In October.
October. And I've been celibate since June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And saving, like using my sexual energy as other form, like using it as creative energy for other like outlets in my life. Mm-hmm. Cause that's right. Cause you can, that's a topic for another day, but you can use your sexual energy
for good.
It's called life force. It's life force energy. Like if you think about it, like if when two people come together to have sex,
yeah,
what can it create? It can create yeah. life. Yeah. But if you use that energy towards other outlets in your life, like I believe like I've used that energy to manifest where I am today,
mm-hmm.
to align with the people who I've met with today.
Yeah.
So that rock bottom was a big blessing,
mm-hmm. yeah.
in a sense. So it's crazy. People are always like, oh, like who are you going to be talking? Like, who are you talking to like now? Or like when I go back home, like, oh, are you talking to anyone? And I'm like, no, like I have like no interest yeah. talking to anyone. And I think that's also with me being so balanced in my masculine and mm-hmm. feminine energies. Cause when you're more polarized on one side and as opposed to the other, you're going to attract someone in your life that's going to balance out those two energies
yeah.
for you. But when I'm so balanced in both of mine, it's like I'm feeling it more whole.
Yeah.
And I don't feel the need to really be dating.
Yeah.
Like before.
Well,
before,
it's interesting that you said that because I was watching, I think Greg Braden, perhaps quantum physics. I love him.
I haven't gotten Greg Braden, but like I know he's like up there with him. Like with him, Dr. Doe.
Dispenza.
I almost said Dr. Doe. Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yes. But he said something that to me was really compelling. He says, when people who are not whole fall in love, it's typically because they have some element about them inside of themselves that we don't have inside of ourselves.
Yeah.
So as we learn from that person and we start to fill up our tank in that area, as we're learning how to be that full person, the less we end up loving them, unless we meet them when we're already whole.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, go ahead and drop some knowledge. Dr.
Drop some knowledge.
Brandon.
It's like, put that on Tinder. Put that on Tinder. Loses like fucking like all his business.
But seriously, like I start thinking about that. Well, it won't lose any of its business because most people are not looking for love on Tinder. But it will not. It was amazing to me to see that because that is what it looks like to be in alignment when you are not searching and hunting and
she
moving.
She brought me as the guest to talk about alignment, but she just like said it perfectly right. She said it perfectly right there.
Full circle. Boom.
It's
all coming together. Oh my gosh.
Yes, please put that voice
clip. I'm going to make this the cover art for the episode. But seriously, like to bring that full circle, that wholeness, that's what it is. That's what it means to be in alignment. Like mm-hmm. when you really start finding who it is that you are, what is your purpose? What is it that feeds you that is not in lack
yeah.
and needing of someone else? You find yourself in full alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're connected fully to source and to...
It's going to get reflected back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think if I didn't make that choice to become celibate, become more whole, like within the masculine feminine energies and myself and just whole together, I wouldn't be aligned with who I'm aligned with today. When I'm aligned with Aaliyah here or anyone or all the other soul community people that
you can say tribe.
Tribe is like, sorry. Okay. Soul tribe. No, just the people that I know are part of my soul path.
Mm.
Well, everyone's part of your soul path in one way or another, but these people are actually assisting you and you're actually on the same mission as them.
And not
way.
Just the people, but also the things that you end up doing, right?
Yeah.
Like the talents that start coming up, the things that you find you're interested in, the
yeah.
ways that your modalities that you'll, or the gifts that they have, the way that they come out or the way
yeah.
that you'll end up teaching.
Yeah.
Those are also part of that.
It's crazy to say that because like you put out a book, you're a writer. And when I was living in LA, I didn't mention this, but that was my passion. That's what I wanted to do then. There was writing. But what I correlate with writing for me is talking about is being in that low fear, that low, like depressed energy. Mm. That's what I correlated with. Like I used to write about drinking and writing about write poetry about like lustful things, mm-hmm. and everything. And now like it's hard for me to want to write now because that's not correlating with like the higher vibrations within myself. It's hard for me to write about like the higher vibrations.
You can't write about high vibes.
I can write about, but like I feel more motivated when like someone hurts me.
Look at the songs that are out there and the books that, you know, like it's, yeah. when people are relating to conflict, it is a deeper movement, which I think like struggle is a part of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like we should be able to write about our struggles and things, but if it depends on what's motivating us, that we'll be able to facilitate our motivations behind our gifts.
All right. So now that I'm more in alignment with my higher self or putting in the work to be more in alignment with my higher self every day, I'm starting to be more, what's the word? Not aligned, but I keep saying alignment in like weird places, but
the episode is called alignment. So yes, that's okay.
Alignment. More attracted to actually putting out content like videos, mm-hmm. as opposed to writing. Cause I feel like when you're writing, at least when I used to write, like I'm like hiding behind like just
for you. That's how it felt.
That for me, it's how it felt. Like for you, like it's different, you know, like it was all authentic to me at the time. But for me, I was kind of hiding in a sense, as opposed to like now, like when I'm creating content, I'm making videos for my Instagram, like being more vulnerable, using my voice, which in the past was, it's always been kind of a struggle for me, mm-hmm. to verbalize what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm have these throat chakra, crystals right here.
Do you think that you're drawn now to more to the area that is harder for you?
Because if I want to be more aligned, and be more whole in myself, I need to work on the areas that were lacking before,
mm-hmm. to be a whole, well-rounded person.
Yep. And that's, I think in the whole grand scheme of things, like my purpose, one of my purposes, I think everyone's purpose is going to like change and fluctuate throughout their lives. But at this point in time for me, it's trying to become more whole in all areas of my life. Mm-hmm. That's manifested in me being, like I said, balanced in my masculine and feminine energies. That's me putting more work into being in front of a camera and talking for more than like a minute or two.
Yeah.
And making and just practicing on that.
I think when you start coming into alignment, the things that you used to really be scared of, or the things that probably still scare you, but you're drawn to.
Yeah.
As you like, okay, I feel attracted and called to this thing.
Yeah.
Even though it terrifies the hell out of me because it's about to grow the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like
it that changes your relationship to fear too on this path. It does. Your relationship to fear is like at first like you're like no about this, like now you're just like this scares me. The Emperor Palpatine, who's my Star Wars fans out there, do it. But yeah, you start being drawn to the things that are like that scare you, mm-hmm. in a sense, and it makes you realize like when you're I see like you yourself now as the higher self of your past self, mm-hmm. in a sense, and you're seeing that the fear is your greatest teacher. It is like, it's your pathway to what you want, like what's going to be best for you in your life.
That is a nugget. Fear is nugget. The catalyst.
Nugget. Veggie nugget. Ain't no chicken nuggets here.
I know. So we're both vegan. Well, yeah. I eat fish. I'm a pescadaritarian, as I call it.
A pescadaritarian.
Yeah. I made that up. We both don't drink alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. I want to say yes, but this last weekend I drank beer.
Shame.
Boom. But like I was fully conscious of my choices. Like, and I,
there's no judgment here. Like nobody cares.
Yeah. No one cares. But like I was fully like, well, cause for me, like like if it was me like a couple months ago, I would judge myself for it. Cause like, no, like this is going to like lower your vibration. But it's like
you're also human.
I'm human. Like I'm around people that I love, and like I'm not going overboard. I had like one or two beers, and I was and I was good.
Yeah.
Like, and I, and like not having that, that energy of guilt over me, I get also.
Guilt is also an emotion that is not in alignment.
Well, yeah.
Shame, guilt.
I heard a saying that said, it goes like, hate is not the opposite of love. Guilt is opposite of love.
Oh.
Guilt is the opposite of love. Guilt is the biggest blockage that you'll have in any area of your life.
Mm, okay. So why is guilt so bad for alignment?
Guilt is so bad for alignment because there's, if I put in my own words, the things that you, that will be best for you, there may, like, you may not be able to, you may be hitting some roadblocks to reach it because you have some, you may have some, like, deep-rooted guilt around getting to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have some guilt around money, if you have guilt around, if you have guilt around making money, because, like, we, like, I grew up.
Self-sabotage.
It's like self-sabotaging belief. Like, I can say growing up in a, like, in a Christian household, like, money, like, I always, like, kind of had this blockage of, like, money is evil type thing. Like, money will make you evil. It's like, it's still, they say, like, it's the love for money that's evil. It's not money itself. Money is just energy.
Money is just energy.
Yeah. But, like, if you're not, I feel like if you're not in alignment with yourself and you see money as not energy, in a sense, like, obviously, like, you'll do some bad shit, like, the worst thing you can come out, obviously, but I've had, like, this, I'm still trying to work on it, because I have a lot of money blocks, and I'm not afraid,
To our previous episode about manifestation.
Manifestation.
Check.
But, like, I have this deep-rooted guilt around, like, making a lot of money that I always hit, like, this roadblock, and I'm, like, and I'm slowly releasing it, and I'm seeing the dividends in that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy, like, how, like, I'm releasing this guilt over it, and when I do that, it shows up with opportunities to make more money and not feeling guilty about doing that.
Right.
Because I know that, like, it's just an exchange.
Yeah, and guilt is a major blocker, because I think
even,
like,
in love too,
with love, with feelings, like, you know, for anything. Instance, when you imagine, even, you ever feel guilty about an emotion that you felt, like I got angry.
Emotionception. Guilt's an emotion. Guiltception.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
I got angry. Like,
so you feel guilty about, like, certain times you get angry.
Super guilty about feeling angry, or. Which anger is an emotion that we need to feel, and I don't often feel, but feeling guilty around it kept me from seeing
fully expressing yourself,
right, or feeling the growth behind what it was that I was angry about, and how that was actually a process of me healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was then blocking the alignment of that emotion coming out to help heal something because I felt guilt around it.
Mm-hmm.
So guilt and shame, man.
Guilt and shame, yeah. And that's, like, one thing take with, like, on this alignment episode is take a look at the areas in your life where you may feel guilty in.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, if you, like, go to the root of it, it's blocking you from certain stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, if you feel guilty, like, also, like, I think for me too, is, like, guilty around love. I'm still releasing guilt of, like, all the things that I've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm doing affirmations every day and feeling that I am worthy of the love that I do deserve, but not in this time, because I'm on this path of celibacy and, like, being whole myself, but just releasing guilt around that is, I think I'm seeing it as manifesting in, like, the friendships that I've been manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've manifested more whole friendships in the past, like, 2 years than I have in the past. I think it's just where I am in life. Like, me searching and being in that aligned state is reflecting back in the people who I've met, who I've aligned with.
Nice. So
I've said aligned like 50 times.
I just think, like,
sage yourself every time I say aligned.
It should be like a drinking game, right?
Sage yourself.
I think alignment then at the base of it is, you know, we're all on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on a path. And when we find ourselves walking off the path, we're out of our own alignment. And
it's always the path, but it's not like it's going to detour you a little bit.
Yeah. Like we might, sometimes you'll get to the path and there'll be two ways to go. And, you know, you have to make that decision and neither of them is bad. It's just, they're going to be different.
One's going to be longer.
Yeah. But being in alignment, I think it just means that like you're following, I would say even to the point of like following your heart, but that's kind of tricky because sometimes your heart is like attached to certain things that are not on path. But what I would say is like when you get deep down to it, following your soul.
Yeah. Following your soul, following your heart, but that's where the alignment comes in because that's more of a feeling state, feminine. You got to have that, mm-hmm. that masculine energy in there as well.
To be able balanced. To do anything.
To discern and be logical about like the choices that you're about to make.
For me, alignment meant getting whole.
Yeah.
Like finally figuring out every part of myself. I mean, we're still in that journey. The jury's out on that.
It's a never ending process.
But getting to that place where I finally understood, okay, I don't need a man to complete me. I don't have to be poor. I can pay my bills on time. You know, like dispelling a lot of the paradigms and old templates that kept me down and taking off those masks, revealing the veil, taking the blanket off the bed and looking underneath and saying, okay, what's really here? Mm. And that's for myself, everybody's journey is going to be differently, but then starting to discover which of those things work. Like you said earlier, we're trial and error.
Yeah.
But trying to discover, okay, like maybe this works for right now. I started a podcast. Is this in alignment? It feels like it is, but in 2 months it could be like, I'm tired of this shit. And never see you again.
That's what's cool.
I don't think that's what's going to happen. But.
What's cool. It's like anything can be manifested up like in your physical reality and you can start something. But if you get this feeling like it's no longer in alignment, you can shut it down at any time.
Yeah. As long as it's serving you.
Yeah. As long as it's serving you. It's in the grand scheme of things, it's not like you doing that is going to lead you to what is more in alignment at that time.
Right. Because sometimes these things that happen that come into you is not a final like finish line. It's like a step. It's the step to get you to the next step. So that's, you know, that's a part of the path as well. There are steps on the path. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. We went over an hour. Keep talking to you, but like,
we ramble.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's all coming together.
I had to get in there one more time. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Anthony, for being on the show. We really appreciate your time and
appreciate you. I'm grateful for you and having me on this podcast.
Thanks. We'll see you in the next episode, y'all.
Interested in becoming a client for energy coaching? Find me at www.thelovelyaaliyah.com to read more about what I do, or hit me up on IG at @thelovelyaaliyah for daily content and inspiration.